Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Chip Close, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily for a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about getting organized with a marketing calendar.
Everything you do needs to be tethered to a problem and a goal. Everything you do needs to solve something. So often I find, especially now in our days where it's a content, right? We've got to post all the time. We've got to post to social media. We've got to send an email, one thing after another. The best way to get organized is to build yourself a marketing calendar. This is something simple you can do in Excel. I build mine as an Excel spreadsheet, whatever works for you. All the way down the left, 1 through 365, every day of the year, January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, all the way down. So all your dates, your days are on the left. And then you've got a column for every one of your marketing channels. So your website, your email, your pop-up banner, your Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, paid social, paid search, in-store collateral, events, promotions, everything there that is at your disposal to promote and market your restaurant gets a column. You build that document, and then you go through and you start dropping the big holidays on there or the big events, right? So you do Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. You throw them on there. You throw Mother's Day on there. You throw Father's Day on there. You do Restaurant Week twice a year. So you throw them on there. You start putting everything you know that's going to come up onto the calendar. And then you start thinking about it. Say, okay, Christmas Eve is a big night for us. It always comes on December 24th. The reservation book always opens 1 month in advance to the date. So on November 24th, I'm going to want to send an email to my list letting them know that the reservation book is now open. This is the menu. This is what we've got planned. And then you look at and say, hey, I think I want to send at least two or three more reminder emails after that. You just start dropping them into a calendar. What you'll realize is that your calendar is going to get filled up pretty quick, especially when you get into fourth quarter, because you want to promote Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve and anything else you've got going on. If you're selling retail items or any sort of special events throughout the month, you do that and you just start filling in your calendar, and it's going to get you focused and deliberate about what you do. And you're also going to see holes in your calendar. You say, hey, there's not really much to talk about here. Maybe we should do something. Maybe we need to run a promotion or an event. And you lay this next to your P&Ls from years previous or your cover count, right? You go through the reservation book. You'll see where your lulls are. You'll see where you need a little bit of a boost. I did this a couple of years ago for a restaurant. The first 2 weeks of September were always really slow for us, especially here in New York City. We get the Jewish holidays. Kids are just coming. You know, everybody's coming back from the Hamptons. Kids are just getting back into school, and it's always a slow time. And so we ended up doing this harvest dinner series. So it was vegetable forward, working with a lot of farms from around the area. We did it at a lower price point, and we did that. We discovered that because we looked at our low revenue during that time, and we looked at our marketing calendar and said, we don't really have much to talk about right around here. And it ended up being a huge success for us because we were able to introduce our brand to a demographic who normally wouldn't necessarily come because we offered it at a lower price point, and it ended up fortifying our relationships with these farms and all of that. We discovered that by getting really organized with our calendar at the very beginning of the year.
It's great advice. For those that feel somewhat overwhelmed, you can start with a month. You're in January right now. Set it up for February, then set it up for first quarter, then set it up for the first 6 months of the year. You can work this in whatever way is most palatable for you. But even though the name of the episode is getting organized with a marketing calendar, high level, what we're talking about here is getting organized, getting out in front of it, and making sure that you are planning to succeed by creating a plan.
It's so true. Otherwise, what happens is you wake up and you say, oh, it's 3:30. I didn't post anything today. Oh, well, let's post something. And there's something more important and deliberate you can be talking about than whatever you're about to post.
I know that fear. The fear of losing everything, or almost as bad. The fear that you'll have to grind on for years at the restaurant without things ever getting better. Hope is nice, but you need help. So I'm going to leverage my 20 years in this industry and the 200 interviews I've done to give you the help that you need. I'm hosting a free webinar this month called The Scaling Session. Over 90 minutes together, I'm going to lay out exactly what you need to do to scale profitability, scale brand awareness, and scale customer frequency. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to sign up today. To make sure that everybody gets what they need from the event, seating is limited. I'm only allowing 25 guests so that you all get the individualized attention that you deserve. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to secure your spot today. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.